Ottawa. The U.S. military shot down a fourth high-altitude object in just over a week on Sunday, this time closer to heavily populated areas in southern Ontario and the U.S. East Coast. Canadian Defence Minister Anita Anand said in a statement Sunday evening that a high-altitude object was detected in U.S. airspace over Lake Huron. NORAD launched Canadian and U.S. aircraft to investigate, and the object was taken down in U.S. airspace by U.S. aircraft, Anand said. The move marks the most recent incident in which U.S. fighter jets shot an object out of the sky, starting with a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina on February 4. Unidentified cylindrical objects were shot down over Alaska and Yukon Friday and Saturday. On Saturday evening, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, the joint U.S.-Canadian Air Surveillance and Defense Organization referred to as NORAD, said it had imposed a temporary airspace closure over central Montana after detecting a radar anomaly. Military jets were scrambled to investigate but did not find anything. Then Sunday afternoon, NORAD said it had closed airspace over Lake Michigan to protect civilian planes during unspecified NORAD operations. They did not explain further, but U.S. Congresswoman Alyssa Stotkin said on Twitter that an object was being monitored over Lake Huron, and later that it had been shot down. Anand and the U.S. Department of Defense later confirmed that to be true, and the U.S. said they believed the object was the same one spotted in Montana a day earlier. Based on its flight path and data, we can reasonably connect this object to the radar signal picked up over Montana, which flew in proximity to sensitive Department of Defense sites, said a statement issued around 6 p.m. Sunday, about 3 hours after the object was taken down. We did not assess it to be a kinetic military threat to anything on the ground, but assess it was a safety flight hazard and a threat due to its potential surveillance capabilities. Earlier Sunday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canada and the U.S. were cooperating and in constant communication about the situation. You can know that this is something that NORAD and Canada and the United States are taking extremely seriously, and we will continue to keep people informed as we know more, he said. Recovery efforts are underway to find and analyze all the objects. The undercarriage of the first balloon, which contains the surveillance equipment, was located mostly intact in the water on Friday, but efforts to extract it were delayed until at least Monday because of rough seas. Canadian military and RCMP recovery teams, aided by a CP-160 aircraft, were searching the Yukon wilderness for the remnants of the object shot down Saturday over the central part of the territory, about 160 kilometers from the Alaskan border. Trudeau said the object needs to be found and analyzed. There's still much to know about it, he said. That's why the analysis of this object is going to be very important. The Prime Minister spoke to reporters briefly at the airport before boarding a plane bound for Yukon on a trip that was planned before Saturday's incident but will now include meetings with local government and Indigenous leaders about what happened. But there is little yet reported publicly about what the objects are. Anand said Saturday the Yukon object was potentially similar to the Chinese spy balloon destroyed February 4. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told ABC's Sunday morning news show that U.S. national security officials believe both the Yukon and Alaskan objects were small surveillance balloons. That first balloon was described as being about the size of three school buses and weighing about 450 kilograms. The second object that was shot down over Alaska Friday was said to be about the size of a small car. It has not yet been recovered. There have been no specific size estimates for either the Yukon or Michigan objects. Canadian and U.S. authorities have had little to say about the objects or their intended purpose beyond surveillance. Only the first one has been confirmed to have originated in China. China has insisted it was a meteorological surveillance balloon that accidentally drifted off course and into the U.S. American officials said over the course of less than a week the object traveled from China, across Alaska, through parts of Canada into Montana and then across the continental U.S. until it was shot down off the coast of South Carolina near Myrtle Beach. James Ferguson, deputy director for the Center for Defense and Security Studies at the University of Manitoba, said governments are keeping everyone in the dark about any knowledge on the objects. Ferguson speculated whoever is sending the objects is trying to find out how accurate we are in identifying objects flying into North American airspace, and what we'll do about them. If it is a test of NORAD capabilities, then the tests have failed. We've made it very clear that you cannot penetrate North American airspace without repercussions. Yukon Premier Ranj Pillai said Saturday the territory had been in contact with the federal government and had already been in talks with federal officials to discuss Arctic security over the previous week. He will meet with Trudeau in Whitehorse Monday. In a statement issued Sunday, federal opposition leader Pierre Poilievre said the multiple and unequivocal violations of our national sovereignty should be a wake-up call to the Trudeau Liberals regarding growing threats, particularly from Beijing. Yukon's opposition leader Curry Dixon said Sunday that the incident reaffirms the need to modernize our North warning system, as well as for a fully built-out Canadian Armed Forces base in the Yukon. The North warning system, a chain of radar stations operating under the North American Aerospace Defense Command, gives Canada and the United States the ability to monitor who or what enters Canadian or Alaskan airspace from the north. It is growing outdated, however, and updating it is part of a NORAD modernization effort that is already underway. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 12, 2023. With files from Rob Drinkwater in Edmonton and the Associated Press, Mia Rabson, the Canadian Press.